There's an adage an historian once called a law of history. True of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service.
This is the podcast that gives you news and views from a Nord Stream perspective. This is Nord Stream Cast.
And welcome to Nord Stream Cast. I'm Joe.
I'm Bry.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Joe. How are you doing, friends?
I've had better days. So anyways, welcome to Straight Cast.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We're done for now at this point, but anyways.
Thank you all for your patronage over the years.
It was nice while it lasted.
While it lasted, and we shall forever love you.
Yeah, it's illegal to be gay now, apparently. So, oh my God, what the hell happened?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
I don't think any one of us expected that to happen, that it would be such a lopsided result in the other direction.
Yeah, and I was really hoping for a comeback as the night went on. You know, I kept you know, we had that, and I was like, okay, well, we got the red wave going here. Let's get this blue wave going, and it didn't happen, and
so. What amazed me actually was that Pennsylvania went for Trump as opposed to Kamala.
I was shocked to see
that. And that Virginia went for Kamala.
I was very shocked to see that. And Georgia went for Trump.
Yeah.
Some interesting ones.
It certainly was not the result that any one of us expected there. But in this case, then, if you kind of sit back and you think about it, it's kind of like Kamala was at a disadvantage the whole entire time. She only had 100 days to run a campaign.
Exactly. She didn't have much time. They're in there.
So there's a lot of hand-wringing going on in the Democratic Party now. It's kind of like, you know, oh, boy. It's like,
I think she ran a fabulous campaign, though, for the time that she had. I mean, she had so much work to do in so little time. Whereas he's had 4 years, you know, to build up his base. And, you know, she just got thrown. Boom, right in there. Like you said, she only had 100 days. I mean, I think that just goes to show, how wonderful she did do. I know she didn't win, but to pull off a campaign of her class and her stature, and she definitely gave it her all. 100%. She's so class and integrity. And I wish she would have had more time.
That, and also too, I think if you go back and you armchair quarterback this whole entire thing, it's kind of like a lot of people were thinking about, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? And I guess us, maybe we come from, you know, privilege, you know, I'm doing better than I was 4 years ago, but a lot of people weren't, you know, they see the inflation, they see prices being higher and everything there.
That was the other thing I kept seeing a lot of people talk, you know.
And they expect the president to be able to do things to it there. So I feel like now, you know, like the whole entire phrase, fuck around and find out. I feel like we're in the find out phase now.
Yeah, we are.
So the things that they were talking about instituting in Project 2025, now we're going to see them come to light. And I have a feeling there it's going to be a situation where it's kind of like they're not going to realize what they voted for, you know?
That shall be very, very interesting to see what transpires in the next few years.
It was interesting watching the late night hosts, you know? They were like, you know, like,
I'm already like, welcome.
Like, God, I'm sorry.
Back to Twitter. I literally, like, as you were opening up the show, my Twitter just, like, I just got the feed from, from Donald. And I'm like, oh, God, 4 more years of this. He hasn't even been sworn in yet. And he's already has said, I don't even know what, but whatever. I'm just, oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
All these corporations are bending down and kissing his ass. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it's like, yeah, it makes you want to put your palm in your face, you know, and just be like, oh God, what the hell is going on here? It's like, we're going back into our national nightmare again. So anyways, nonetheless, I guess we'll be here until it's illegal for you to be gay. So
yeah, I guess so.
Right. Getting back to this election though, I mean, I guess there was some good news is that a few things did happen there. Sarah McBride, she became the first transgender person elected to Congress. Yes. In Delaware. She won the state's sole congressional district with 57.6% of the vote. The other good news there is too is that Mark Robinson, remember that guy? He was the one who was like he was a black Nazi. He will not be governor of North Carolina. Democrat Josh Stein won. Yeah. So
another Josh. Like my Democrat Josh is in power, you know?
So abortion rights did pretty well on the ballot there too. Florida, they did not enshrine it into the state constitution, but they did it in New York. They did it in Maryland and they did it in Colorado as well there. So that's always good news. There'll be two black women in the Senate as well.
That's very good news, which is crazy because there never happened to, which is really mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Never two at the same time, you know, like that's crazy.
Yeah. Kentucky voted to protect public education. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's definitely news.
Amazing.
That's good news for you there. Yeah. Basically, what they were saying is that they're not going to provide funds to non-public schools. So 65% of the voters voted no. And also, too, a progressive prosecutor added by Ron DeSantis, she got her job back. So,
oh, good. I missed this one. Who was this?
This is Monique Worrell.
Okay.
Basically, what happened is that she got pushed out of her job as the state attorney. Yeah. She clashed with the governor over reform policies that included reducing incarceration for low-level offenses. And she was replaced with conservative Andrew Bain. And then on Tuesday night, she won her position back. So
good for her.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyways, here, I mean, I'm so over the election at this point here. I mean, so I don't think we're going to talk about it much more here for a little while.
Yeah.
So we're just going to wait and see what happens, you know. But in this case, then, in other stuff here, I got a new computer this week.
Good for you, honey.
Yay, I got
see
a new
how techy he is.
I got the new M4 Mac Mini.
And guess what, y'all? To people like me, I have no idea what that is. He had to hold it up and show it to me, and I was like, woohoo! Like, I have no clue what that is, but I know in tech world that is like a big deal and really cool. So like
basically, you know how like your computer has 8 gigs of memory?
I don't know, honey. It's a
well
Mac
yours computer. Well, yours has 8.
Okay.
Mine has 16.
Oh, so you're trying to say your shit's better than my shit. I see how this goes.
Mine's twice as big as yours, yes.
Maybe your computer.
All right. Well, also two in real life, but we won't go into that. But anyways. So nice thing though is that I have an M4 processor in this little Mac Mini. They redesigned it so it's like this, it's like a tiny little Mac Studio now.
Okay.
Is what it looks like. And the cool thing about Apple Silicon processors in these machines is they can run iOS applications. So for example, like any application that you have on your phone,
right?
If they made it available for the Mac, you can run it on your computer as well.
Okay.
Also, too, I also had a little thing there where basically I was trying to basically install Linux on one of my servers to replace Windows 10. Long story short, Not Straight Radio.
Yeah.
You listen to that there. Basically, it's, you know, our podcast and everything there on the radio station. It plays 24/7. It runs off a Windows 10 machine.
And that's going bye-bye, yeah.
2025, yeah, it's going to go bye-bye. Yeah. So I was thinking here, okay, so how can I fix that problem? Well, I was thinking, okay, well, I'll install Linux. You know, it's free. It's not going to cost me anything. The programs that I use there to do the streaming for the audio and the video are available on there too. And so I went ahead and installed Ubuntu on one of those computers. And I tried to use it, and it kept crashing to the point where, like, you know, like, remember, like, the Windows blue screen? It was basically doing that. It would do it after half an hour. I'd be like, okay, this is not good. Maybe it's just Ubuntu. So I tried reinstalling it. It did it again. So then I was like, why don't I try a different Linux? Because there's like 10,000 different, you know, like distributions of Linux. So let's try something called Mint Linux, which is based on Ubuntu, but it has a different user interface and everything there.
I don't know any of this stuff, Jay.
But well, basically, think of like your Mac. Like your Mac that you have. It actually runs Unix. It runs free BSD Unix, something called Darwin, underneath all the nice graphical interface that you see.
Okay.
And basically, Linux is a clone of Unix. And so basically, yeah, it's very similar to Windows. You know, this is an operating system. There's like basically a start menu and everything there. It's just, it's more related to Mac than it is to Windows. But basically, if you understand how to use your Mac, you probably can use a Linux machine too. Okay. Anyways, so I tried a different distribution of Linux called Mint Linux. Did the same thing there. So I'm like, why don't I try a different thing that's not based through on Ubuntu? So one that was suggested to me was Fedora, which is based upon Red Hat, which is a popular Linux. And I could not get that installed there. I tried three times. And the installer, I would use like a flash drive. I could not get it installed. So then I found another one called Manjaro, and I installed that. The same thing happened there. I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't think Linux is the problem. I think it's the applications on Linux that are the problem.
Gotcha.
So I think like basically one of the applications we use, which is called OBS. It's not very stable apparently. So I was like, well, let's see here. My other option is I can go to a Mac or go to Windows 11. So I decided, let's take a look and see how much a new Windows 11 machine is. So I got this tiny little PC. I think I showed it to you there.
It's itty bitty. These computers are so tiny now. It's like
literally it fits in the palm of my hand. It's so tiny. And it's $129. Basically has the same specs as my PC, but it runs Windows 11, and I put it on there. It's running great, you know. So,
moral of the story is you get what you pay for.
Well, I guess, yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
I guess it'd be the moral in this case here, but you would think, hey, this is Linux, you know, this is going to be good. But I guess the problem is that the stability of some of these applications is not quite where it should be there. And in this case, then, because I need the applications to stream the audio and the video, if one of them doesn't work right, it's kind of like a deal breaker for me. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was my fun week, you know. So what's been up with you?
Not much this week. It's been very cloudy and gloomy here this week. We're starting to get a little fallish,
right?
Which for us is like the 60s, the 70s.
oh, it's so cold. It's in the 70s.
Oh
my
God.
Put on the winter jacket right now. It's going to snow.
Yay. Like, yeah, I got to make sure I have a little like sweater or hoodie or something, you know, like, and
can't,
it's,
you can't
it's
wear your
been
tank top
really
anymore,
gloomy.
Huh?
I could tell you, Joe's looking at me right now, y'all, and I'm like laying in bed. I said, it's so funny. Me and my kitty have just been watching Amazon movies today. It was very gloomy today. Like, I mean, it's not like I couldn't have went and, you know, gone and done something. Yeah. Like, it's not like I rained or anything, but
you just rather not.
I'm one of those people, like, I want the sun. I need the blue sky, the sun shining, to just jump up out of bed and have a sunshine day. Remember the Brady Bunch? We have a sunshine day. Well, there wasn't any sunshine today. So I'm on like my fifth or sixth like Prime movie. Didn't realize how many female murderers there are in the country that do some really devious things.
Oh, wow.
I've been watching some interesting stuff. No, but honestly, I have just been doing a lot around the house and just chilling at home this week. It seems like we're shifting into fall, and I haven't really been in the mood to like go out as much because, you know, I'm still dealing with my foot injury and stuff. And
yeah.
But and I mean,
also with like the bad news we got this week there with obviously the election, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it just like Wednesday, just kind of like, nah, I don't want to do dilly squat, you know.
I'm going to Alabama tomorrow, though.
You are?
Yeah. So I'm going with a friend to brunch, and then we're going to go hit up some of the local places. So just a special friend. He's sweet. And we'll see. We'll just have a day of it. So I'll report back next week because that's like my big thing this week. I'm so happy because I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to Alabama. I've never been like seriously, like I've been to like all these states and I cannot believe I'm literally like right beside Alabama. And I've been here in Georgia now and I have still not been to Alabama. So
I don't think Alabama is a destination that people want to necessarily go to, you know, so.
Well, I've always heard it was sweet and that it was home. So, and you know, Reese Witherspoon fell in love there when she went home from New York City.
Oh, okay.
So my goal is to go to Alabama and to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't find a lover there, then my girlfriend said, what are you doing by the end of the month? You want to come over and hang out with me in Richmond? And I was like, okay, so I'll go to Virginia, and Virginia's for lovers. So I'm either going to find me a sweet home in Alabama, or I'm gonna find me a lover in Virginia.
You're all shackled up, huh?
These are the goals for the month, y'all, and eventually do like Turkey Day.
You know? Or you're gonna turn into a crazy cat lady, yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, or that, yeah, because you know, I mean, we chill until, you know, she's always here somewhere, so doing her thing, so. We're trying to find Ebony a daddy. That's the go right now.
There you go. We're going to go ahead and actually take the break now. So.
Are we not taking the break? I thought we were just talking
about it. We're going to go take a break, yes. You're going to go find a husband. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than VoxOnyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system. Absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Attention gamers, ready to level up your game collection? Discover Gamefly. With Gamefly, rent the hottest new releases and classic favorites for your console or PC. No due dates, no late fees. Play as long as you want and swap when you're ready. Plus, enjoy free shipping both ways. It's the easiest way to game your way. Sign up today at nsc.lgbt/game and get your first month free. Gamefly, your ultimate game library delivered.
Welcome back to the Not Straight Cast. So I noticed there, Josh, you're doing this podcast from bed.
I am.
I know.
I don't, I'm having a lazy
root beer and be like, oh yeah, I'm just relaxing.
I told him I was relaxing. I said, I'm going to do the podcast. I'm sitting here with my kitty cat and we have been watching Amazon Prime movies all day. And I'm just like eating junk food in bed. Like I try not to eat in bed, but I broke my rule today. I'm like, whatever.
Right. So. Yeah. Just kind of like, it's a comfort food kind of day, right?
Yeah.
It's like, so what do you snack on when you're in bed?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's see here, JoJo. What else do we have today? Ruffles.
Okay. Potato chips.
There's some crackers over there. There's some chocolate.
Sounds like you have it all taken care of there, right?
Oh yeah, and I got my little pussy cat. So we turn around and we watch movies, and we've been watching serial killer documentaries and stuff.
Sounds like you mean need to vacuum out the bed though afterwards.
yeah, I know, right? Like definitely. Yeah, it won't be fun when I get out of bed later. It'll be like I'll be sitting there like a hot mess. That's why I don't like to eat in bed. I always end up making a mess, but whatever.
Yeah, I never eat in bed because one, it's like on the opposite side of the house from my kitchen. So it's kind of like, you know, it will make it into the living room here by my computer, but I'll never take it in the bedroom with me. So
see, I used to be very, very strict about that. And that's one thing I've just kind of let go lately. I'm like, I don't care anymore. You know what I'll do is I'll just wipe it all off, all the crumbs, and then I'll turn my Roomba on, and then the Roomba can come suck up all the crumbs and the carpet the next day.
Well, it's kind of helpful when you just put the Roomba on your bed.
I haven't tried that yet. I wonder if she gets stuck. I wonder if that's a possibility.
She probably starts sucking up the sheets, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that will work.
Stuck in the pillow. Yeah. Fall off the bed.
Blinking all red. Air da da da. Air da da da.
Get that that notification on your phone. It's like, I'm on a cliff.
yes. And then she starts screaming, you know. Yeah. She starts flashing red. Air 18. Air 4. Airs.
Oh God. Anyways, I can go on. We have a whole entire podcast about like stupid stuff that the Roomba does, you know?
Right. But we better get moving.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead here and get started with the news. And you have the first story.
Yes, I do. And our first story today is about Travis and Jason Kelce. I'm sure you guys all know are two of the most famous siblings in the country right now. The two were both stars in the NFL. Jason actually retired just after last season. And off the field, their dating lives are talked about regularly on gossip sites and social media. Jason, who played the center for the Philadelphia Eagles and is now an analyst for ESPN, was attending the Penn State versus Ohio State college football game this past Saturday when he went viral for a new reason. Kelce, now keep in mind this is Jason, was talking through a crowd of people while holding a case of beer when fans and some hecklers started to yell at him to get his attention. Hey, Kelce, how does it feel that your brother's a faggot for dating Taylor Swift? One person shouted, referencing that his brother Travis, who is dating the famous singer. Kelce had no patience for this troll, so he grabbed his phone out of his hand and smashed it to the ground. I kind of would too, you know, you got to stick up for your brother.
Right.
But the confrontation didn't end there. In another video, and from a different angle, of course, Kelce's encounter with the same fan, Kelce could be heard turning the tables on the homophobe. Give me my phone, dog, the person says. And then he goes, well, how does it feel to be the faggot now, Kelce says. But Kelce has now apologized for his part in the incident. He said he's not happy with anything that took place and that he's not proud of it. He said this during ESPN's Monday Night Countdown on November 4th. So within a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate, and I don't think that's a productive thing, and I don't think it leads to discourse. In that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have, he continued. And the bottom line is, as I try to live my life by the golden rules, that's what I've always been taught, and I try to treat people with decency and respect. I'm going to keep doing that and moving forward. So some people do think, of course, that Jason was wrong for using the slur. Obviously, due to the violent nature of the word, some members of the queer community are mad at Kelsey for using it, even if he was using it against a homophobe. They say that straight men should never use that word and that he was only adding to the homophobia by repeating it. Then again, on the other hand, you have some LGBTQ plus people that are defending Jason Kelsey because many others are defending him for using the slur in this way. They say that if he's shutting down and shutting up a homophobe, it should be okay for him to use the word. They're arguing that Kelsey was reading the homophobe for Phil, stabbing him with his own knife and beating him at his own game. Many also argue that they'd love to see more examples of masculine men who are willing to shut up homophobes in this way. Others are even finding it hot, saying things like, Jason Kelsey can say faggot, preferably to me in bed, but he can say it, and incredible that he's managed to find this single situation where a heterosexual man saying a gay slur makes him the sexiest man alive.
Nothing like gay men taking something and making it sexual, huh? Right. You know, that's a good question here. You know, can he use the F slur? You know, what's your thought on this here? You know,
I say no.
I don't think that him as a straight person should be using that word. You know, I think the only people who are allowed to use the word faggots are other faggots, us gay folks. That's it. You know, it's kind of like how the N word is reserved. You know,
I'm with the group that's saying no, he shouldn't have used it, he shouldn't have said it.
Yeah,
I'm sort of praising him for doing it, but no, I'm like, you're straight, dude. Like, no, forget it.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, it's like basically fighting bigotry with bigotry. It's kind of like, I don't know, you know, it's kind of like, I understand he got mad at the time there, but it's kind of like, I think he stepped over the line, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think he did too. Temper tantrum.
Yeah. I mean, but at the very least, he did realize what he did there, you know, and he said, hey, I overreacted.
He needed a time out. He needed to go sit in the corner, and he needed to count to 20 and take some deep breaths and inhale and exhale and settle down.
You sound like you're like in the last camp where you're making it sexual. Oh, yeah, he can say it to me in bed.
Do that. See, he overreacted. He needed to. He needed to step away, JoJo, and he needed to simmer down. These boys.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay.
Overreact. Too much testosterone. Calm down, Kelsey.
Sounds get like it you. Together,
Kelsey, you can do better.
I don't know. You're sounding very sexual with this, but anyways, we're going to move on here to the next story.
I'm just talking like random today. I'm just like on one show notes. I'm just like sitting here just like,
I don't know. You could be getting hard in bed, you know, over this whole I don't want you doing that, but anyways, this story will definitely be the opposite of that there.
Okay.
Yeah. The second story is a little sad there, but it's kind of like, okay, what the hell are you doing, Catholic Church? A Michigan Catholic Church's decision to fire longtime musical director Fred Stamposky after learning of his same-sex marriage has sparked outrage among parishioners. Stamposky, effectively known as Mr. Fred, was dismissed by St. Francis Catholic Church in Traverse City after an anonymous letter alerted church officials to his 2020 marriage in Nevada. Traverse City News, the ticker reports that Reverend Michael Linger, who recently assumed the leadership at St. Francis, confirmed Stamposky's dismissal on October 18th, 3 months before his planned retirement in January. Seriously?
All right.
He He's been with the church for 34 years. He was a fixture in the community. He played a pivotal role in music ministry and church life. Richener said that he organized services, planned music for holidays, and reached out to grieving community members. He's extremely talented. He's perfect on the piano. He's perfect pitch. And because of him, I look forward to going to church every week. Longtime choir member Bob Holden told the Traverse City Record Eagle, I'm divorced. Do I get thrown out next? The firing led to demonstrations outside the church on Sunday, where supporters carried signs reading, love, not hate, and fired, not retired. According to reports, choir members staged a silent protest the Sunday before, leaving their seats empty and refusing to sing. Good for them. Stefanski's husband, Bill Thompson, wrote on Facebook following his husband's firing, those who know Fred Stefanski and I know that we've been together for 32 years. The last week after 35 years of service to the church, he was terminated with no severance. This is because we legally married 4 years ago. We did it as COVID was going on and we wanted to protect our rights legally, never flaunted it, never had a celebration. The Diocese of Gaylord, which oversees St. Francis, acknowledged that the individual parishes handle personnel decisions, but added it takes employee privacy very seriously. Diocese spokesman Renee Schimmel said that the bishop supported the pastor's decision, but declined further comment. Meanwhile, Stefanski supporters have raised over $22,000 through a GoFundMe to assist with legal and insurance expenses. Fred does more than just play the piano, says choir member Liz Yarch. He steps in with people that don't have a family, making sure that there's a support network. I'm just like, come on, Catholic Church, you know? Seriously, it's kind of like, I swear, no story that ever comes out of the Catholic Church is good.
That's good.
The LGBTQ community. It's kind of like everybody's getting fired. It's kind of like, come on, the guy was going to retire in 3 months there. Just, you've been with.
Did not have just let him have his 3 months. Like,
I mean, and hello, you did not realize that he was married already, you know?
And he's been gay and with his partner for how long?
They've been together for 32 years. I think they would have known that he was gay, you know? It's kind of like if they would have fired him, they should have done that a hell of a long time ago, you know?
If it was an issue, yeah, like why wait until like 3 months before it's time for him to retire? And then, as soon as you said Catholic Church, I was like, we ain't going nowhere.
Yep. No, Zach, I know exactly where this story is going right there, yeah. So, but it's just frustrating, but I'm glad that the community is stepping up and, you know, raising money for him and everything there.
Well, and I mean, like, I like what, you know, Liz had to say, you know, she said that, you know, he steps in with people that don't have family, you know, making sure that they have a support network.
Yeah.
Not everybody that's part of the church, you know, they're not all traditional with family values and have their, you know, like husband or wife and their kids, you know, like. So, I mean, you know, that's a different avenue. So he, like, you know, represented that part of the population and made sure that they were supported. So, I mean, they looked up to him.
Yeah, I'm glad that, like, the church members loved him, you know, like the choir, basically. Yeah. They had a silent protest, refused to sing. It's kind of like.
Adored him. Like.
Yeah. It's like what they did to him was not fair, you know, no matter who you are.
See the community, you know, offering, doing the GoFundMe and people supporting him.
Exactly. So I'm glad to see that he has a lot of support.
Being himself.
Right. So anyways, here we're going to go ahead here. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, you have a story about Shawn Mendes. Oh, I'm sorry. Shawn Mendes, not Mendes. Yeah. I'm thinking of
I know that that's so popular, the Mendes brothers. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of. But anyways, we'll be right back with more Not Straight Cast after this.
Looking for your next great find? At 2nd and Charles, discover a world of treasures. Books, vinyl records, video games, and more. Whether you're into the latest bestsellers or nostalgic classics, 2nd and Charles has got you covered. Visit nsc.lgbt/Charles to check out their online selection. That's nsc.lgbt/CHARLES.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQradio.com.
Couplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman owned and built for everyone, Couplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. They skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and get right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Celebrate Pride every day with Pride Check, where you can wear your pride loud and proud. Discover a vibrant collection of LGBTQ plus apparel, accessories, and home decor that let you show your true colors. From rainbow flags to inclusive tees, we've got everything you need to express yourself. Plus, a portion of every purchase supports LGBTQ plus charities. Shop with pride and make a difference. Visit nsc.lgbt/pride and find your new favorite way to shine.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. Okay, so the next story there, I refer to Sean as Sean Menendez. Wait, it's Sean Mendez.
We do have to say that story was very hot on Netflix, and right? Cooper was definitely hung. So let's go ahead and get on with story number three this week, y'all. And it is about Sean Mendez. Sean Mendez, as we all know, his sexuality has followed him around since he was 15 years old. Over the years, he has openly discussed his anxiety that comes from living under constant scrutiny, with people not only speculating, but sometimes making jokes and insisting that he is gay. Despite the repeated rumors that is this kind of speculation.
Gay.
Sorry.
Not just to him, but to closeted queer individuals everywhere, it hasn't stopped. After all this time, Mendez seems ready to speak more openly about it on his own terms. Though there has been plenty of back and forth about Sean Mendez's sexuality, he has been consistent with his messaging throughout the years. He always maintains that even if he were gay, it wouldn't make a difference. His art comes first, and he owes no one an explanation.
Damn right.
Another famous example came in 2016 when fans began commenting on the gay man vibe they sensed from Mendez. In response, he posted a Snapchat story saying, "First, I'm not gay. Second, it shouldn't matter if I were. The focus should be on my music, not my sexuality." Mendez has since spoken openly about the anxiety that this constant scrutiny causes and has sought therapy to cope. Reflecting in an interview with Rolling Stone, he said, "I thought, you guys are so lucky I'm not actually gay and terrified of coming out. That kind of pressure can be life-threatening. It's that sensitive." Everything came to a head this year when Mendez previewed his new song, The Mountain, during performance in Woodstock. He openly addressed the persistent rumors about his sexuality that have followed him since he rose to fame. In the lyrics, Mendez sang, "You can say I like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold." Directly confronting the speculation, reflecting on how the scrutiny had once affected him deeply, he showed that he is now at peace, crediting self-exploration and personal growth. It was during a performance of The Mountain that Mendez opened up fans in a way he hadn't before. As for his Friends and Family Tour concert on October 28th at Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater, the 26-year-old singer candidly shared how the constant scrutiny of his sexuality has impacted him since his career began at just 15. "The truth is that I didn't get to do a lot of 15-year-old things and discover parts of myself," Mendez admitted, noting that the public speculation had felt intrusive, especially as he was still figuring things out for himself. Reflecting on how sexuality is a beautiful, complex thing that resists easy labels, Mendez said writing The Mountain was a meaningful way for him to address these personal experiences in a way that felt authentic. "The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everyone," Mendez explained. "I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times," he continued, "and it feels really scary because we live in a society that has a lot to say about that." Mendez finished by saying, "I'm trying to be really brave and just allow myself to be human and feel things, and that's all I really want to say about that for now."
I don't think he helped himself by saying in the song there, you know, that, you know, you could say like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold. That kind of like just put a big question mark in the whole entire situation. I just don't think that helped at all.
He's danced around it for years.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm sick of hearing about it in a way, because he's very cute. Mm-hmm. I like his music, but like, it's almost like, okay, dude, just are you or aren't you? If you're going to live in the spotlight, people are going to constantly ask you, like, I'm sorry, you're a celebrity, man. You know, like,
yeah, it comes with the territory.
They're always going to have a microscope on you. They want to know. They're never going to stop asking. So like, yeah. Stop being so wishy-washy and crying about it and just say, hey, I'm gay or I'm not gay or I'm bi. Like, just move on with life.
Well, he said he wasn't gay, and then still, you know, it's still like, you know, the rumors continue. So it's just kind of like, okay, you know, it's kind of like, you know, he said his piece there, but I mean, you know, he's being honest, you know, but I think the problem is here in this case, then I don't think he owes it to his fan base to tell them one way or the other, you know, it's up to him and it doesn't matter. He has said that there, but it's kind of like, I think really in this kind of situation there, maybe he's thinking about it too much. You know, he just needs to kind of blow it off and just say that, hey, this comes with the territory.
Well, I mean, all he really needs to do is if he feels uncomfortable about it, like is when somebody asks you about it, or a reporter does, or he does like an interview, just say no comment, you know, like he continuously like addresses it, like, and talking about, I needed therapy to cope and da-da this and da-da-da-da that. And it's just like,
yeah.
Don't make it some sob story. Like, if you don't want to talk about it, just say, I want to talk about my music. I don't want to talk about my sexuality. That's it.
Yeah, move he's on. Talking too much about it, you know, so that's it's probably like what's fueling it. We have drugged
this story on
forever.
This has been going on for over a decade, the speculation. And it's
but
just
also,
like,
too, do you think maybe he's trying to play both sides of the aisle there, you know?
I don't know, but it's just like, I mean, it got impressed, so that's what matters in the end. I mean, you know, I mean, PR. I'm sure public relations and his agent just absolutely love it, because I mean, heck, here we are talking
in the
about
news.
It, you know? Uh-huh. It's in the news.
And hey, we're talking about it. So
after 10 years, I'm like, it's getting a little old, Sean. Come on. Just say no comment or whatever. Do your thing. I don't care. I like you. I think you're hot. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. I'm just tired of listening to stories where you're whining about it. Just anyways. Do your thing, dude. Make your music, tour, like, you know?
So in our next story here.
Oh,
Joe
Lord.
Exotic.
Joe Exotic, is he back?
Back in the news.
Are you talking about the Tiger King?
Yes. Joe Exotic has announced his engagement to a fellow prison inmate.
He what?
Joe Exotic, who is gay. He's serving a 21-year jail sentence after being convicted on numerous charges in 2019, including conspiracy to commit murder, having tried to hire hitmen to kill bisexual wildlife activist Carol Baskin. He's always denied the accusations, and his lawyers said he was not being serious after he was caught in an FBI sting. He was previously married to Dylan Passage, who filed for divorce in March 2021, having already announced that the two had split following Exotic's imprisonment. The divorce was finalized in January 2023. But now Exotic, who announced his presidential bid in May. Honestly, probably made a better president than Trump, but anyways.
Having shared a transphobia riddled
campaign on social media in 2023, has found love again. So,
aww.
Sounds like Trump's campaign. Anyways, Exotic, he took the X Twitter on Tuesday, 29th of October, to share a photo of him and new fiance, 33-year-old George Marquez, who's from Mexico. 61-year-old Exotic admitted that a wedding might prove to be difficult for the pair. Now, the quest of getting married in prison and getting him asylum, or we'll be living in America when we both get out, he wrote. Either way, I wish I met him a long time ago.
Aww.
It's just like, no, there's no aw about this here. It's more like, you know.
I liked him in a way. He was like such a mess.
I'll never financially recover from this.
He was like, I would like to say a beautiful disaster.
You know, he became a reality star.
Gay cowboy, honey.
He became a reality star and then became very popular, but I think for all the wrong reasons.
Oh my God. It was trash.
Uh-huh.
Honey, he was running a freaking zoo, basically.
A petting zoo, yeah.
Yeah.
With wildlife like they should not have had.
Trash. Like exclusive. It was, you remember? Like, oh my God, it was so bad. And the poor people didn't even have teeth. And remember, one of them had gotten bitten by one of the the animals. That show was something else. But in the end,
during COVID, right? So, like, you know, everybody was watching it.
Everybody watched it. Like, everybody couldn't turn away from it.
It
was just so bad. It was so good. Like, you just couldn't resist not watching it. Like,
Oh man.
And I honestly don't think he honestly meant the thing about that Carol Baskin or whatever, because he was always messing with her anyway. Like, then they actually charged him with that. And I think that's kind of stupid, because I'm like, I don't really think he has the, you know, capacity to pull something like that off.
Well, they were competitors, you know. And that's the whole entire thing there, too. I mean, they didn't always agree on how to treat animals and stuff.
I'm happy he found love, though.
Bullshit.
Everybody deserves love, Joe.
Whatever. You know, it's kind of like, I'm sorry. You know, his dating life should not be better than mine. He's in fucking jail, you know.
Repent
for your damn crimes.
He's the celebrity. He's the Tiger King.
Well, that's probably why he's able to get married to somebody else, you know, so his new fiance.
Forever be the Tiger King. He's going to go to the grave, and on his tombstone, it's going to say, Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, but, you know, I don't know. Convicted felon anyways. It's time now.
But guess what? I think it's going to make for a great new reality TV special, if they'll allow it.
No, it won't. I didn't watch the original one there. I knew about him beforehand. And I won't go into that whole story about how I knew who he was before then. But basically, in this case, then, once he became popular, it's kind of like, you know, go figure. You know, somebody should have been eaten by a tiger. That's all I have to say, basically. So, anyways, guess what time it is?
What time is that?
I don't know. I don't know what time it is. Actually, you know what time it is? It's time for this. The moment of conclusion. So, this is a good story. So, in 2017, the Star Observer published an article about the Vatican's alleged frustrations with homosexuals' cliques of clergy, as first reported by the National Catholic Register. And the quote was, gay sex in the Vatican has never been worse, according to top official, headline proclaimed. Leaders within the Catholic Church complaining about their peers having too much gay sex in and of itself is worth remembering. But the wording here has kept this particular editorial piece alive for 7 years and counting. My question here is that who's the bottom official in the Catholic Church? And I guess there needs to be better gay sex than the Catholic Church. That's all I have to say. You know?
I know, right?
Anyways, we're going to go ahead here now. Thanks for listening to the Not Straight Cast. You can email us at feedback at notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. For access to all of our websites, visit notstraightworld.com. And until next time, have a not straight one.